But first, three Arizona charter schools are facing closure and 27 others across the country are in financial jeopardy after accepting seed capital from the Green Valley-based company Education Fund of America. And much of that money originated from Chinese investors who collected a 0.5% return as well as visas and green cards. Arizona Republic investigative reporter Craig Harris uncovered this arrangement, and he joins us now to parse out these investment deals. Good morning, Craig.
Good morning.
Okay, so I want to start with the sort of how we got here question. Like, why do these charter schools need to go as far as China to find investors to start up here?
Well, part of the problem is that most states don't give charter schools capital money to build schools. Now, the legislature does give charter schools in Arizona about $1,000 more per kid than a typical school district like Gilbert or Scottsdale. But in a lot of ways, that's still not enough money to build a building. So a lot of these small mom and pop operators that don't have capital will enter a devil's bargain, so to speak. They will go out and get this money in order to build a beautiful new building. And then they're going to have a lot of high payments because the Chinese capital that is coming in only pays for a portion, maybe about a third of the school. The rest of the money is coming from what you would call hard money, which is high interest loans. And so it makes it difficult to pay that amount of money when you have the high interest loans, even though it's combined with the pretty cheap overseas foreign investment.
So how are these Chinese investors getting involved? Like, what's in it for them?
Well, it's a great deal for them. There's a middleman, so to speak, down in Green Valley, Education Fund of America, and they have done this for several years. They go out and get mostly Chinese investors, and they invest between $500,000 to $1 million, and in exchange, they get a green card. And so for them, it's not really about investing in capital projects in America. For them, they're essentially buying green cards and they're getting into the United States, and it's completely legal. And the program's been going on for several years. And it typically is done for big investments and big capital high-rise investments in major cities. But this organization down in Green Valley found a certain niche with charter schools here in Arizona and around the country.
How does this visa operation work? It's a legal program that's been around for years, but is it rewarding foreign investors in the U.S. essentially?
Basically, if you're wealthy enough and you can put up $500,000 of capital that you may or may not ever get back, you're rewarded by getting a visa. Now, it's not instantaneous. You don't just write a check for $500,000 to come over. In some respects, it could take several years to get over here because there's a lot of hurdles that has to go through with the State Department. But it is a very popular program that allows wealthy foreign nationals to invest in American capital projects and then come here. Now, the reason this program was started, it's called EB-5, was to basically do investments in low-income areas. But the program has been kind of hijacked in a lot of ways to build high-rises in New York City because a lot of the areas get gerrymandered. They get, you know, low-income areas get included in like a district for this investment, and that allows for some of these investments to come in that really weren't supposed to help wealthy areas. They were supposed to help low-income areas.
Okay, so let's talk about the effect of these deals on some of these charter schools around the country. We talked about some that have closed here in Arizona, others that are in financial jeopardy. How did this kind of go wrong for them?
Well, because it's kind of like if you wanted a brand new home, but you didn't put any money down, and then you have a high interest payment. It's kind of how it works. A lot of these charter operators put absolutely no money down, and they got a brand new building. Well, that's great at first, but sooner or later, you have to pay the mortgage. And if you have a very high interest rate, the interest rate for a lot of these places is at least 9%, and it keeps going up. And you know, if that's a credit card, that doesn't sound like a whole lot of money. But when you're dealing with a mortgage of millions upon millions of dollars and you've got a 9% interest rate and that keeps going up, that's where you get in trouble. And then if you lose your enrollment because every kid equals more money from the state, then you get into this horrible cycle. And so you've got some very genuine, nice, good people who wanted to start charter schools but didn't have the business acumen. That's what we found at Painted Desert Montessori out in the West Valley. Frank Yanez is a good man. He has a very good desire, but he's well over $1 million in debt. And his auditors have come out and said, we don't think you're going to be able to stay in business. And we have some really grave concerns whether this school is going to stay around.
Give us a sense then of what the takeaway is here. Like, is this about oversight of charter schools or how they're funded?
I think on one hand, the charter community would say, well, this is just another example to show that we need more money. And we need more money for our capital projects to build schools. Now, the problem is the folks on the school district side or those who are against charter schools will say, well, no, because that money is going to build a building that you get to keep and you get to monetize down the road. So I'm not quite sure where this is going to go. Some states that are very pro-charter have opened up funds to allow charter schools to get off the ground. In Arizona, the Governor Ducey created a program to help with financing for charter schools, but not that many charter schools have taken advantage of it. So I think this is going to be an ongoing issue. And there may be even some legislation coming at the legislature for the pro-charter groups to try to get ways to fund the schools for them, to fund the buildings.
Hmm. All right. That is Arizona Republic investigative reporter Craig Harris. Craig, thanks so much.
Absolutely. Thanks for having me on.